In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Question 351. Is Jesus Christ whole and entire, both under the appearances of bread and under the appearances of wine? He is whole and entire, both under the appearances of bread and under the appearances of wine. Christ is present whole and entire, even under a tiny particle of the host. Now that he is risen from the dead, he can die no more, nor can he be divided. So notice that the tiniest little particle, that is our blessed Lord. And notice also here that when we receive Holy Communion, we receive the risen Lord, Christ, who is at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for us. The same. Question 352. How was our Lord able to change bread and wine into his body and blood? He was able to do so by his almighty power. Question 353. Does this change of bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ continue to be made in the church? The change of the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ continues to be made in the church by Jesus Christ through the ministry of his priests. And we could add here through his bishops also, because bishops, popes, when they consecrate the Eucharist, it's the same. But not a deacon, only a bishop or a priest. Only a priest, really, shall we say, has this ability. Question 354. When did Christ give his priests the power to change bread and wine into his body and blood? He gave that power when he made the apostles priests at the Last Supper by saying to them, "Do this in remembrance of me." So the command, the very command that he gave at the Last Supper, that is what we call the institution or the making of the Mass. He instituted not only the Mass, but the ability to say the Mass. Now, you don't find an explanation of that in the Bible. And when the Bible talks about the Mass, which it does in many places, and it talks about various orders, you can find the words bishop, priest, deacon, whatnot. Not much explanation of who they are or what they do. It takes for granted that you know already what these various orders are. So, again, we do not take the Bible and then try to build the Catholic Church out of the Bible. The Bible comes from the Church. It is part of the Church. Very different from a Protestant approach to things. Question 355. How do priests exercise their power to change the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ? They do so by repeating at the consecration of the Mass the words of Christ, "This is my body, this is my blood, hoc est enim corpus meum." It's those words said very carefully, and of course in our traditional rite of Mass said silently, said to the Father, if you will, so that really the only one that can hear it is the altar boy, or maybe the altar boys who are right next to the altar, but it is very much in keeping with that hidden sacrifice, that the words would be hidden as well. And we could also repeat here that the priest, of course, must have the right intention, that is, doing what the church intends, and he must have the right matter. It has to be the right kind of bread, the right kind of wine. Question 356. Why does Christ give us his body and blood in the Holy Eucharist? He gives it first to be offered as a sacrifice, commemorating and renewing for all time the sacrifice of the cross, second, to be received by the faithful in Holy Communion, third, to remain ever on our altars as the proof of his love for us and to be worshipped by us. I have a drawing at the bottom of the page 166. In figure A, the cloth, it looks like a white cloth folded in several distinct ways. That's called a corporal. On the corporal is a large host represented by the circle there. It says IHS. You have a chalice. You should know what that means. On top of the chalice is a pall. In figure B, that is what is called a ciborium. Cibus means food in Latin, so this is our heavenly food as contained in there. And in figure C, you have what is called a monstrance, from the Latin word monstrare, which means to show. That is a way of displaying, if you will, the Holy Eucharist for the people to adore in spirit and in truth. And then it says, and still, the Eucharist is only one sacrament in which we offer, receive, and adore Christ, really present. So this is to be renewed for all time, although time will one day stop and the world will end. The last Mass said by the last priest will be the world's viaticum, its last rites. And it says it is to be received. Keep in mind that our good Lord longs to be with us. Like a dear friend longs to be with, like a brother, a dear father. And how we need this worship. We need so much to be with him, because he is the way and the truth and the life. For a prayer, there's an excellent prayer that I recommend you start making now when you go to Mass. When the priest lifts up the host into the air, this is after the consecration, and our Lord is truly present, it is good to repeat the words, silently, of course, but to repeat the words of St. Thomas the Apostle, who said, "My Lord and my God." And the habit which ought to be acquired is that in some way we ought to be, on a regular basis, of some service to the poor.